Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. So that's the inspiration behind it. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie. Folks, we need a spirit of discernment, don't we? Wouldn't that be a good thing to be praying, God, fill us with a discernment so that we know the difference? Because God can do supernatural things. Absolutely, He can and will. But so can the devil. And we just need Him. There's going to be, well, Jesus said, there's going to be signs and wonders that'll come that designed, if it were possible, to deceive even the elect. If it were possible. See, God's going to be with His people if we look to Him. But He wants us to know these things. He doesn't want us just to blunder through history and not have some sense of what's going on and why. We need to understand our world. Do you know why things are happening the way they are in the world? Do you know why people have such crazy ideas? Where are they getting this from? There is an inspiration behind it. All right? So anyway, He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that do what? They serve the lie. And all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing. See, Satan doesn't care which lie he uses, which version of it. All he wants to do is to get people to follow their own desires, live for their own lives in this world. He can do it through religion, or he can just do it through lust and wickedness, whatever it is. As long as it causes somebody not to serve God but to serve themselves, he doesn't care. But all he wants to do is to deceive, even in Paul's day. Who was the one who blinded the eyes of men? The God of this world. He's blinded people so they cannot see the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Praise God. All right? All the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing. Now, why are they perishing? They perish because they refused to love God, the truth, and so be saved. See, right there reminds us that God didn't just arbitrarily say, no, you're going to be lost. People have a responsibility to respond when God reaches out, and no one can respond unless God is working and reaching out to their hearts. But what happens when God shines a light and people close their eyes and push it away? There's a hardness of heart, but another way to put it is a blinding of the eyes. What happens if somebody reaches the point where they are literally, physically blind? You can shine all the light you want to. They can't see it anymore. And we are more and more seeing a world in which people are choosing. Wherever the light has already been, especially, people are choosing to listen to the voice of the enemy, whatever it is that caters to human nature. It could be religious. Many times it is. But I'll tell you, God is faithful to His own. But this is what's going on. God has made Himself known. The same thing you see, we pointed out many times in Noah's day. My spirit will not always strive with man. Well, that tells me that God had been striving with men, that there all this wickedness that unfolded in that ancient world didn't just happen. God was trying to get their attention, and they kept saying, no, 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 no. And finally God said, okay, I'm taking my hands off. My God, I pray there's nobody who hears this, who's in that valley of decision, and you say no. Because when God takes His hand off, that's it. Praise God. I'm glad He's not in a hurry. He's not looking to shut people out. He'll reach out as long as there's a breath of hope. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But this is real, folks. This is where everything is headed. We are going to be 100% aligned with Him to the point where we're willing to lay down our lives. Or we're going to be 100% blind, unaware of what's coming until it happens. This is the world we're sailing into. And of course, again, this is not just a doctrinal issue because we're here. This is real. We're seeing things unfold in our world, and they're coming to America. Now, I'm all for if the Lord wants to delay it to accomplish something. That's wonderful. But don't expect that this is normal. This is not normal in history. And if Satan is really does take over the world system, and he's got control of all the sources of natural power, do you think we're going to be meeting like this? You think he's going to allow any of this? He will shut it down and shut us down, and we'll, what it would be like. We're going to need the Lord, folks. All right, all the ways. They perish because they refused to love the truth and so be safe. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie. That's what happens when people make a choice. God steps back and says, all right, Satan, they're yours. Do your thing. They have said no to me for the last time. They made a choice, and it wasn't just a casual thing. It was a final no. And a powerful delusion. A powerful delusion, strong delusion it is in the King James, is when somebody believes something that is totally false. But to them, it's 100% true. They're completely convinced of something, that something is true, but it's totally false. You see this in the world everywhere. People are fighting for this cause and fighting for that one. And they're full of anger and full of division and full of everything. You see the inspiration behind it. Tear things down. Tear it down. Satan's here trying to take over. So God is going to let him do his thing at the end. Praise God. I'm so glad that doesn't leave us in a place that we can't handle. But anyway, he says, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. You see the spirit behind it. Satan dangles everything that this flesh desires, that this whole nature desires. And if people cling to that, it's not good. I'll tell you, if there's anything in your life that you love more than God, more than His kingdom, you will perish. Might as well tell the truth. It's not because God wants you to perish, but you will if there's something you choose over serving Him. It's more important to you to have this, something of this earth and something of this life. That's sober truth, but we need to tell the truth. We need to tell it in love. We need to tell it so people will be warned, and people who can hear it will respond and say, oh God, I want to be yours. Now, how many of you think that the Lord put all this in here to make us afraid and feel totally hopeless and helpless? And, oh my God, how is it, what are we going to do? Anybody here think that? No. But we need to tell the truth, don't we? We need to face the truth. But, oh, thank God for the buts. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits. Some manuscripts say from the beginning. We know that from other scriptures anyway, that God did the choosing before the foundation of the world. Chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. You know, if anybody comes to Christ, it's not just because of some natural inclination, some natural ability. God is a spirit. And he comes and he works with people's hearts. And he begins to make known things. He'll point something out and speak to your heart and get you ready. And his point, his purpose is to set you apart from the where everybody else is going. God wants to set you and me apart. And those he calls, everyone, he has the result. The only reason you would respond to the gospel is that God has gone ahead and worked with your heart and produced in you a heart that can listen. You know, the word says, don't try to plant on unplowed ground. I forget the exact wording. And don't plant among thorns. But you know what God's Spirit does? If you think about a crop, God comes in and plows the heart. He gets us ready. Sometimes it's a matter of showing us our need, making life suddenly hard, and we realize, my God, I'm on the wrong road. I need something I don't have. I'm guilty of this. There's a thousand and one ways, million and one ways, that God would deal with us, you human heart, to get him ready. Oh, if he's talking to your heart, you listen. It's because he loves you. He's got to show you your need before you'll ever come. Don't be afraid of it. Oh, how proud we are, how much we are attached to this life and its desires. And God wants us to let go. Praise God. All right? He called you to this through our gospel, the good news, the message. Why? That you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where he's going with this one day. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word or mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us, and by his grace, there it is again, by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope. Encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. So you see the Lord telling us the truth, not wanting us to live in this fairy tale that, oh, Christian life's going to be easy. We know it's not. But we know that God is undergirding everything, every place he takes us. Every bit of our journey, God is with his people. You know, I thought about the scripture we use so many times in Revelation 11, or 12 rather, about the victory that was won at the cross, and then it was declared, and then the saints overcame the devil. How? The blood of the Lamb. The word of their testimony. Loved not their lives so much as to shrink from death. Oh, wait a minute. I'll gladly quote the word to the devil. That's fine. Then I'm going to go back and play my round of golf. This is part of it, folks. Now, God doesn't call us all to the same destiny. There are some people that live their lives in relative ease and then die. We got trials, but they aren't like this. But folks, if you have really come to Christ and been identified with him, you have laid down your life.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.